AM 740 and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Greater Manchester, England now say at least two people were killed and three others are in serious condition in a car ramming and stabbing outside a synagogue. Esther Aronson was one of those at the synagogue on this Yom Kippur.
Being an auspicious high holy day, with all fasted since 6:30 last night, you want to feel secure, you want to be able to go to places and feel that you can just walk around.
The police shot the suspect, it's believed, killing him. The king and queen, told of the attack today, said they were deeply shocked and saddened on such a significant day for the Jewish community. Israeli Navy forces have boarded most of the vessels manned by activists bringing supplies to Gaza. Those on board taken to Israel, it's believed to be deported. Hamas still considering its response to the 20-point peace proposal put forth by the U.S. The federal government still shut down. President Trump says the government could begin firing workers who have been furloughed as soon as today. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Allen. A partial government shutdown means uncertainty for federal employees in Wisconsin. There are some 18,000 civilian federal workers in the state, meaning hundreds of thousands of what are deemed non-essential federal workers across the nation will be without pay, possibly for weeks. A new Marquette Law School national poll finds Americans deeply divided over political violence. The poll taken after the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk showed that among Republicans, 57% say left-wing violence is the bigger problem, while 50% of Democrats see right-wing violence as the bigger problem. And a second judge enters the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Conservative Appeals Court Judge Maria Lazar announced her candidacy Wednesday. The only other announced candidate for the seat being vacated by Justice Rebecca Bradley is Liberal Appeals Judge Chris Taylor. Voters go to the polls next April.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Hey, if you want to kick your backyard barbecue game up a notch, or probably more like 10 notches, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Your hometown station.
It's time for this hour's keyword to text in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. Right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest brought to you by Backroads Baraboo Motors. This hour's keyword is zone. Z-O-N-E. Zone. Text that in via the free Civic Media app before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win our daily giveaway for $200 cold hard cash, gold jewelry, and banner into our grand prize drawing to see Green Bay take on Minnesota in November. Indoor club level tickets. You need to text in zone, Z-O-N-E, before 8 o'clock this morning. See, it's a spelling bee contest this early as well. Again, text in our keyword zone, Z-O-N-E, before 8 o'clock for your chance to win today. Here's Phil Collins. Don't lose my number. Like our text line, 608-355-9970.
Shout. connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Life is a highway, I won't ride it all night long.
It's time for this hour's keyword to text in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. Right here on 99.7 Max FM.
It is our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Chris Stanton. This hour's keyword to text in is Zone, Z-O-N-E. Text Zone in via the free Civic Media app before 8 o'clock this morning for a chance to win our daily giveaway of gold jewelry, $200 cash, and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for indoor club-level tickets to see Green Bay versus Minnesota in November. Yes, that is exciting. So you need to text in Zone, Z-O-N-E, before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win. You could be like Lisa from Lone Rock or Tom from Spring Green, who already have won in our daily giveaways. So you want to be like them, text in Zone, Z-O-N-E, for a chance to win today. And we are going to take a super quick look at this beautiful summer forecast. Today, sunny, a high of 83. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 59. On Friday, sunny, a high of 88. Friday night, it's homecoming in Baraboo. We're looking at mostly clear night with the low of 63. Saturday, sunny and warm, a high of 87. Sunday, sunny, a high of 84. Rain chances return Sunday night into Monday morning. We see temperatures start to drop on Monday in the 70s and into the 60s on Tuesday. Currently, it is 54 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Also, we have a flash sale in progress over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Half off that $25 certificate towards menu items at the Water Street Social Club today till 9 a.m. That certificate's just $12.50. No code required. The Water Street Social Club provides a warm and inviting space serving cocktails, delicious food, appetizers, handhelds, pastas, and more. Again, $25 certificates, just $12.50 till 9 a.m. today. Shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing on this beautiful Thursday morning?
Good morning, Dave. I am doing great. It's a beautiful day. It's Thursday. We've got a contest. We're giving away stuff. It's a great day. How are you doing today, Dave?
Good morning. Yeah, good morning. You're doing great. It is a beautiful morning here in downtown Baraboo. A little bit of activity on the square. They have been putting out the candlesticks to remind everyone there's no parking tomorrow after 1 p.m. on, 3rd Avenue, Oak Street, and I believe 4th Avenue, because we have a homecoming parade tomorrow at 3:30 in downtown Baraboo for Baraboo. And so they're making sure everyone knows don't park there. So we're looking forward to that. And we are going to live stream that on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well.
I know. What a deal. It sounds like you're going to be set up maybe just right outside the building, just hanging out live streaming, right?
That is the plan. We're going to live stream to the Facebook page on myself and a very special guest co-host. We'll be commentating on the parade as well. We have the parade lineup from the Baraboo School District. We'll see our very own Killian in the parade. Our intern is going to be part of that parade. And Killian, when do you find out if you are homecoming king? When is that again?
Oh, I found out Friday at assembly.
So you'll find out Friday. So if you become homecoming king, you're going to text and let us know, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, make sure you text us because we want to know. And then make sure when you go by for the parade, no matter what happens, we still are glad you're in the parade. So, and if you're part of homecoming court, which is pretty cool as well. So no matter what happens, make sure you're waving as you go by when you see us at the corner of 3rd and Oak for the parade.
Will do.
And you can always stop by and say hi as well. Don't jump off your float, obviously, because we don't want you getting in trouble. So, but yeah, make sure you wave. We'll be looking for you. And don't worry, we will call you out on the live stream as well.
Perfect.
So, yeah, so looking forward to that. So homecoming tomorrow. And, you know, it's kind of a great segue because we are talking about being funny at work comes with a couple of risks. And, you know, I saw this headline and I thought HR was talking directly to me.
I saw this headline and I assumed HR was talking directly to you as well. Thought right of you a bunch of times. I was like, wow, this is about Dave. How weird that this is like a national thing. That's content that we get to talk about on the morning show in Baraboo because this is about Dave. Just kidding. Well, we'll see. Let's get through the story. So the website, The Conversation, has an article called Why Should You Seriously Need to Stop Being Trying to Be Funny at Work. They say it can backfire and it comes with two big risks. So as we continue through the article, it talks about folks who use humor effectively at work can end up being seen as more confident and more competent. So it can be tempting to try. But when jokes fall flat, the negative effects can be even more drastic. Two big risks are you can end up looking less credible and lose people's respect. Well, that clearly doesn't apply to us because we're super funny and we're supposed to be funny. That's part of our job.
Right. And so they claim there are two main things that make a good workplace joke work. It should be unexpected or seem like it breaks rules in some way. Yes, which, yes, I'm good at. But it also has to come across as harmless. And so we do joke around here. There's no question about that. We have a great sense of humor with our whole Max FM team. And our engineering team is a lot of fun. And we are very careful with our humor as well. Now, if what you say isn't edgy at all, you'll seem boring. But if you're too edgy, you might offend people. And that's even worse. And then they say it's unfair, but they say women tend to be judged more harshly for jokes that don't land, Emily. Yeah. I don't know about that. I do, too.
I think that we're not going to get gender specific up here at all. But I do find that dudes sometimes will try to do some like bro humor and it just it's not funny.
No, I agree with you.
For some reason, people are like listening to it more or something, like they're ready for it. Maybe just because it's just tradition for dudes to try that. I don't know. Who knows? Again, not so many feelings about that. We just want to make sure that people give all of these things some thought because. And I mean, I'm going to go off on my own little tangent here for a hot second, but you know, humor has changed obviously since we were kids to now in a big way.
Yeah.
In that much of the humor that we were introduced to, and there's no blaming fingers happening here. It is just how language changes and then people's sensitivities and not people's sensitivities, but what we all should be sensitive to and opening our brains to all of the ways that, you know, something that comes out of people's mouths can be offensive to someone else. Like, we just need to be more thoughtful, not we, meaning Dave and I or anyone at Civic Media, human beings in general. So humor has changed a lot since I've been a little kid. And then you look at the generation before and the generation before. So a joke that might be funny to someone is very much not funny to someone else. So in that sense, need to be very thoughtful. If you're trying to be funny, you know, who is it? You know, you're not doing that at the sake of somebody else, right? Like you're not, so just, it might not be worth it is all I'm saying, unless it's something like really lighthearted, like say, you know, when Killian becomes king of homecoming court, getting a picture with my dog King and they're both in King outfits. Like that's good humor. I think that would be great.
I do too.
I think that's a nice, funny, harmless thing that we could do. The only one who might catch feelings is like a real king. And I don't think that real kings like in England are listening or going to be watching our Facebook live. So that's fine. Anyway, my tangent's over. Let's round the article out, Dave.
Yes, let's do so. So now, even jokes that do work sometimes can backfire. One study found bosses who joke around too much, even if they're funny, can end up pushing employees to pretend they're constantly amused, and that can cause burnout. Now, if you feel like you're the funny one at work and people seem like they dig your material, feel free to keep doing what you're doing, just don't force it. Now, in general, the risk of being funny at work tend to outweigh the benefits, so a good joke might get a laugh, but a bad one might get you fired. So we do joke around here. I mean, and I think everybody here does. That's kind of the cool part about it. And so we all have pretty good sense of humors and we do have a lot of fun with it. But we're also very careful to make sure we're not offending anyone else. And it goes back to something I learned many years ago. It's about knowing your audience as well. Mm-hmm. And that's ultimately what it comes down to. Know your audience. If you're going to joke around about stuff, know your audience and make sure it's not inappropriate. Those are the two key things if you're going to be joking around. Now, again, depending where you're at, you may not always know your audience, so it may be better not to make those jokes. The other thing is, you may not know who's walking by and hears that joke and may also be offended. So it's really thinking about it, and you know, you still can have fun at work, but be careful doing it is the moral of the story today, Emily.
Also, yeah, if you're in a workplace environment, much like, you know, we are up there at the studio, when there's kind of some like good-natured teasing going on, make sure that you're able to laugh at yourself, right? If you're in a banter situation with a group of people at work about, you know, talking shop and you kind of are teasing each other about this, that, the other thing, make sure that you're also calling yourself out, right? Like you need to be able to tease, like what they used to say about, you know, if you're going to dish it out, you got to be able to take it kind of thing. If you're going to do that kind of lighthearted stuff with your coworkers and everyone's feeling comfortable with it, if someone then teases you, you can't get all defensive. You have to be able to deal with it. So keep that in mind if you're teasing, because that can be a one-sided thing that does not feel good. So anyways, I know everybody out there has a good attitude and people are if they're having fun, have the fun that's going to be happy for everyone, right?
Exactly. And that's the way I look at it. And I am very much good at laughing at myself and making fun of myself, as everyone here knows. As a reminder, it is our Go for the Green multi-state text-to-win contest brought to you by Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. The keyword to text in this, our zone, Z-O-N-E. Text that in before 8 o'clock for a chance to get entered in this morning. Emily, you'll be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries.
All right.
The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Yes, text birthdays and anniversaries into 608-355-9970. And again, text in our keyword zone, Z-O-N-E, for a chance to win today. Hall & Oates on Max FM.
It's time for this hour's keyword to text in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. Right here on 99.7 Max FM.
This hour's keyword to text in is zone, Z-O-N-E, zone. Text in zone for your chance to win in our multi-state text to win contest brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Chris Stanton. You need to text in zone for your chance.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Bayrouver State Bank.
Okay.
They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And yes, the morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together, our neighbors right across the street. And yes, people have been noticing the candlesticks that are out there this morning. Yes, those are out there for the homecoming parade. No parking tomorrow afternoon, so if you see those on front of Baraboo State Bank, you know why. Again, text in zone for a chance to win in our multi-state text to win contest brought to you by Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, your daily chance to win $200 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered into that grand prize drawing for indoor club level tickets, Green Bay versus Minnesota. Also, don't forget to text in those birthdays and anniversaries. We're going to celebrate those in about 7 minutes. Coming up, a look at sports and weather. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram. Early detection is the best prevention. You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health."
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cellplus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
The Brewers on standby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers waiting to find out who they'll play Saturday. Yesterday, the Padres beat the Cubs 3-0 to tie that series at one game apiece. I asked Brewers outfielder Jake Bowers, what's the team's chemistry like heading into the postseason?
We have guys who want to be in the room. We have guys who enjoy being around each other. Like I said, we have guys who want to have each other's backs. And I think when the mentality is to pick each other up instead of I'm going to be the guy, I think that's when good things happen.
NBA, the Bucks training camp getting underway. Head coach Doc Rivers was asked,
what's the biggest adjustment you want this team to embrace day one of camp?
To be committed how we want to play, because it's a change. You have to do it every day in practice. Everything's going to be harder. Conditioning has to be better. And so that's going to take a full commitment.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Hey, if you want to kick your backyard barbecue game up a notch, or probably more like 10 notches, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
It's all fun and games
till somebody tells on us.
Maximum hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Killian and Emily. 7:40 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. It is our goal for the green and gold multi-state text to win contest brought to you by Back Row Baraboo Motors. This hour's keyword to text in via the free Civic Media app is Zone, Z-O-N-E. Text that in now for a chance to be entered into our daily drawing and our grand prize drawing. You need to text that in before 8 o'clock this morning. Again, Zone, Z-O-N-E. Emily, we are going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays for October 2nd. And we also have Ben Bromley waiting to talk about why weekends are best. So not a real large list, so we should be able to get it through it. And we also have a few local birthdays and anniversaries to celebrate as well. I'm going to take the first one, Paul Tuttle Jr., 51 years old. He was from American Chopper days, for those that remember that show. And I can tell you, he looks all of 51. He looks a lot different now than when he was on the show, Emily.
Yeah. I would say he probably would. You know, all the rest of us look the same when after we've aged a lot. But, you know, he wasn't quite so lucky. So, you know, Paul, if you're listening, happy birthday. You look great. Efren Ramirez is 52 today. He played Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
Somebody in my family might have a t-shirt that says Vote for Pedro.
I was thinking that.
Yeah. I'll let you take the next one because you saw this young lady recently, I believe, didn't you?
Yes. I was talking to intern Killian about that, actually. Tiffany, 54, biggest hit. I think we're alone now. And the energy that Tiffany had, we got to see her up at the Crystal Grand earlier this spring. What a fantastic concert. So, yes, that still makes my spring. Kelly Ripa, 55. We know her is from Live with Kelly and Ryan. Yes, she co-hosts that show. And that is a pretty good show as well. Freddie Jackson, 69. Biggest hit, 1985's You're My Lady. Who else do you see on our huge celebrity list today?
Huge meaning not. It's actually really short. So that's cool. We're going to, well, because Ben is waiting and that's, you know, we got to get to our local celebrity birthdays. Anyways, Philip Oakley is 70 years old today from the Human League. He is the singer. Don't you want me? Isn't that song? Is that the right one?
Yep.
Okay, good. Yeah, that song. That's a great song. That's talking about working in the waitress, working in the diner or whatever. Yeah, that's like one of those storytelling songs that I do appreciate. Lorraine Bracco is 71 years old today. She, of course, played the infamous Jennifer Melfi on The Sopranos and Ray Liotta's wife on Goodfellas. She's a fantastic actress. She was in a movie recently called Nonas, which is about Italian grandmas cooking in a restaurant downtown, I think in Brooklyn. It's fantastic if you want a real heartwarmer. Talk about good and funny stuff. And also, here's a big one in the music world. Sting is 74 today. Yep, guy that goes by the one name Sting. Biggest hit, Trudy Styler.
I was a little surprised about that.
That's not his biggest hit.
No,
I think that's a made up, like, that's not a song.
One of them was If You Love Somebody, and that was what I was looking for. Is, I mean, I never mess with the playlist. Yes, in case the bosses are listening, I never mess with the playlist, and Killian cannot attest to that because he's watching me make changes as we talk.
Position, Dave, that's not cool. I'm just going to continue on with this birthday list while Dave is not messing with the playlist. Avery Brooks is 77. Captain Siska on Star Trek, Deep Space Nine. And we only have one left of folks that are still with us, Dave.
Yeah, Don McLean is 80 years old. Biggest hit from the 1971 era, American Pie. We're not playing that today, but if you want to hear that, tune into the Saturdays at the 60s and 70s with Kevin Kellogg. I am pretty sure he is going to be playing that song on Saturdays. So, Kevin, if you're listening, just wanted to mention that. So, those are our celebrity birthdays. We have a couple of local celebrities that I want to get to real quickly as well. First off, happy birthday to Margaret Victor. Hope you're having a great day. Also, one of our co-workers in the Ely market, Trader Craig, is celebrating a birthday today as well. I wish him a happy birthday already. So, Craig, happy birthday to you. And happy 4th anniversary to Jenna and Tyson Cruz. I hope you guys are having a great day. You know, the weather today is pretty close to what it was like on your wedding day, quite honestly. Aww. So
that's nice.
Yes.
Wow, that is really, it is nice to have an anniversary in this time of year, right? Because for photos, you can have really nice changing of some leaves and some beautiful colors. I, for one, not that, you know, my situation means anything. I'll just share it anyway because I'm talking on the radio. I was looking to get married in October. Couldn't get the venue for the reception. Ended up getting married at the beginning of November, and it was 75 degrees and sunny. So you never know what you're going to get. Happy anniversary to Jenna and Tyson. That is lovely. Happy anniversary also to Margaret and Trader. What a great day. It's just beautiful. Even up in Ely, Minnesota, I bet it's still pretty nice out, even though it's a little bit north. You know, I bet it's still pretty nice out.
Yes, indeed. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:10 this morning. The shenanigans will continue as we talk about scent-based hotel alarms.
That's great.
This one's interesting, I gotta say. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. The one, the only Ben Bromley will be with us in just 30 seconds to talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area. Brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance?
Swim WRPQ Baraboo.
279 EG Reedsburg.
All right, we're having a little bit of fun with technology this morning. The batteries in the mouse apparently are going dead. Good morning, Ben Bromley. How are you doing today?
Dave, I'm doing okay. How are you holding up?
I'm doing well, you know, except I forgot to change the battery in the mouse yesterday, and now I'm remembering why, because things are all of a sudden moving around that are not supposed to be, but hey, it's all good, you know. A lot of things are happening this week in the Baraboo area, and we're going to get right to it because I know you're going to be part of it, and you're going to be busy as well.
Yeah, that's just it. The chamber calendar isn't too crazy this weekend, but I think that might be because everyone knows it's homecoming weekend. So Holman is coming to town. Brandon Wegner and I'll be on the call right here on 99.7 Max FM tomorrow night.
Yes, we're looking forward to that. And I do need to talk to you because there's also a keyword tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And we're going to figure out how we're going to work that into the football game as well in our multi-state text-to-win contest. We'll have Wendy filling in his board op. So between the two of you, we'll figure out how we're going to handle that one.
Well, we'll figure it out. It's always a bit of a flying circus up there.
It is, and the game will be a little bit longer. We want to remind our listeners, because it is homecoming, the halftime area will be a little bit longer as well. So,
it will, and I don't know about you, Dave. We haven't gotten TP'd yet, but I think I foiled some TP'ers. I was enjoying a cigar on the front patio the other night, and I saw some shadowy figures lurking across the street, and then they disappeared.
That is kind of funny. So you'll be sitting out again tonight with another cigar. Is that what you're telling us, Ben?
And I've got the hose turned on and ready to go.
Yeah, we may have foiled them next door a little bit too, because I think our dog started barking as they were getting the house next door. So he caught it and it was like, yeah, well done. And so, yes, if you look around town, the TPing continues. We also have a few things going on this weekend on our calendar, and I'll let you go and get started with those, Ben.
Sure, we've got some live music. As always, tomorrow night, Zeman's Old Highway House will have live music by Bob McNerlin and or Todd Madlin, 5:30 to 8:30. Out at Balanced Rock Winery, Mark Lemire will be the featured performer. He'll be doing his custom thing from 6 until 8:30. And then, over at the Cal Center in Reedsburg, they're one of the fine members of the chamber. They have an interesting group coming in called Bachelors of Broadway. They're going to be performing a medley of Broadway hits. That's going to be Friday night at 7 p.m. Now, also, Dave,
yes.
Now that it's October, we have to make sure we talk about the creepy, the spooky, the Haunted Downtown Walk. That happens every Friday night, 7 p.m. Takes off from 524 Oak Street downtown.
And Shelly Mardini does a great tour for that. You have to check that out if you haven't already done that. And we have a couple of things going on Saturday as well, Ben. Let's talk about those.
We sure do. Well, we want to remind folks that, yes, the farmer's market is still going. Now, you know what, Dave? I should have looked this up. Maybe you know. Is this the final installment on Saturday?
I don't think it is. Last I knew, it went through October.
Well, you know what? You're right.
It shows on our calendar, so I'm going with until the last. The last one I think will be Wednesday, October 29th, maybe.
There you go. So you get a few more chances to check out the farmers market, which of course is on Wednesdays and Saturdays in the morning downtown. Now, if you want to make a day of it, Dave, you could pick up your homemade, farm fresh produce and then head over for the fall vineyard walk and tastings out at Baraboo Bluff Winery. This is going to be happening every Saturday through October 18th, noon to 3:30 p.m.
Ooh, that sounds like a great event, and it'll be not bad weather for that this weekend either.
Oh, for sure. And finally, we got some live music on Saturday as well. Bug Collection will be performing at Balanced Rock from 4 until 6:30.
Sounds like some great music and interesting group name as well. So
indeed.
I had to go check that out to see what that was all about. See, and you can always go to bearbrew.com, go to the event calendar, and click on any of these events as well. Now, Ben, I see one on here for Monday that we maybe want to talk about that one. Is that an accurate date for this?
Oh, are we talking about Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers?
Yes!
Yeah, the Legacy Dinner Theater does do early in the week events because certain acts, you might say, appeal to a demographic of a certain age who might not be working on a Monday. So, yeah, they have a Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers tribute coming in. That's going to be actually a doubleheader, 2:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Monday the 6th. That's up at Legacy Dinner Theater. For a second there, Dave, I thought maybe you were calling my attention to the free line dancing at Dell's Bar and Music and Events, and maybe you wanted to go up and do some dancing.
Well, I thought you were going to do some line dancing. I think we need some video of that.
Well, that's only fair. I do have some video of you and Wendy dancing.
Yes, that is a good point. I forgot all about that. Thankfully, that's not ended up on social media. I know. I have a feeling that'll end up somewhere sometime. I have that feeling. Ben, as always, we appreciate you being here for talking about why weekends are best. You're going to be back on with us Friday night for Baraboo Thunderbird football versus Holman. We'll get that started a little before 7 o'clock, I think will be the plan, right?
That's the plan. Everybody out there, kids, be good, be safe.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to that. Also, again, homecoming parade tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. Ben, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks so much, Dave.
You bet. Have a great rest of your day. Weekends are best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. You have 6 minutes left to text in this hour's keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text Win Contest, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors, State Farm Insurance agent Chris Stanton, and Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. This hour's keyword to text in is Zone, Z-O-N-E. Text that in before 8 o'clock for your chance to win this hour. Good luck. We're at music by our birthday celebrities Sting and Tiffany on Max FM.
PQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
Free, free, set them free. Free, free, set them free. Free, free, set them free. Free, free, set them free.
Someone, you can do the same. guess I saw.